USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. On the morning, he opened fire at the San Jose light rail yard where he worked for 9 years. Sam Cassidy was scheduled to have a disciplinary hearing. Some of his co-workers had filed complaints that he had made racist comments. He also bragged in a threatening way to his co-workers about having firearms. Early on Wednesday morning, the 57-year-old showed up during a shift change heavily armed. They say he targeted certain people at the facility. He then turned the gun on himself. Investigators are still looking for a motive. This is USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.